Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, we want to warn listeners that our next discussion is going to cover a difficult topic and may not be suitable for some listeners. Earlier today, Minister for Justice Helen McEntee confirmed that she will take time off after the birth of her baby, even though there is currently no provision for politicians to officially take maternity leave. Speaking to Claire Byrne this morning, she said she hopes to have a permanent mechanism for all public representatives in place by the time she gives birth. Well, my next guest's experience highlights just how important this could be for female politicians. Catherine Stocker is a Social Democrats councillor for Clontarf, and she joins us now on the line. And Catherine, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this evening. Can you tell us what happened in your own situation?
Thank you very much, Sarah. I was 8 months pregnant at the end of November, and I had been a perfectly healthy textbook pregnancy up to that point. And I had reduced movements with the baby that I noticed. So I went into the rotunda and they were very unhappy with the trace when they put me on it. And I was rushed to an emergency cesarean section. And my little baby girl, Anna, when she was born, was very unwell. What had happened was apparently very rare, the doctors tell us. It was a fetal maternal hemorrhage. So most of her blood had actually hemorrhaged into my system. She was born very severely anemic, which affected all of her systems, her heart, her lungs, her kidneys, her brain, but pretty much everything across the board. So obviously that was pretty much terrible. But she was in the ICU and the doctors there were caring for her very intensively. And, you know, at points we were hopeful that she would be able to come home. Some things were improving and, you know, she lived for 19 days. Before having the bleed on her brain. So in the end, it was a bleed on her brain that she couldn't survive. But I suppose what I was highlighting earlier on Twitter, and I mean, it's really unfortunate that it has to be done, but is that women in politics, in public representation, have no access to maternity leave. So councillors, senators, TDs, all of that, there's no access to maternity leave. So I suppose from my experience, I was sitting in the hospital for that first week because I was obviously in myself after the birth, worrying about the fact that I would be getting emails from constituents that there was no one to respond to, literally sitting in my hospital bed trying to set up out of offices so that people were getting some kind of response. But I suppose then I was discharged and again at home and in visiting the baby in the NICU and trying to mind my two children and all of that. Just anxious about the lack of any kind of official leave. I actually emailed one of the officials in the council and through no fault of her own. She was very kind and she looked into it as much as she could for me, but she said there was no way whatsoever to record that I was on any kind of leave. So, you know, I had said sick leave, maternity leave, anything, just a mechanism to record that I'm not just not showing up.
So this meant for you then, in practical terms, you're after having this huge shock, devastating shock, and your little sick baby girl, as you say, is in the ICU, and you can't dedicate all your mind and emotions and energy, all of it, to her and to the what you're all going through because you're conscious that you don't have maternity leave and what happens next.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I suppose for me, although we weren't lucky enough to have this happen, but for me, a big concern at the time was if she comes home and she's very, very sick, you know, she will need absolutely full-time care and love. And, you know, in my experience, say in Dublin City Council last year, I can think of four women councillors who had babies. And what they tend to do is They take a few weeks off. They maybe miss one or two meetings, and then they do their best to kind of juggle having the baby and getting on with being a representative and trying to attend meetings and doing whatever constituency work they can do. And that had essentially been my plan, because there is no other option. But in the back of my head all the time was, if I bring home a very, very, very sick baby, that's obviously not an option. So, you know, ordinarily in that kind of circumstance, a parent would have time to step back and say, OK, I've got my 6 months or whatever to work out what is happening here and to work out whether I can continue to work and all of those things. But, you know, as a public representative, as a woman who gives birth and is in politics, you don't have that time at all. You know, there's no mechanism for any kind of leave.
So I suppose the point then for you, or that I'm thinking that you're making here, is that as well as the need for maternity leave for politicians when everything goes to plan, because it's very difficult even when everything goes to plan to try to juggle it all, there's also a real need to take into consideration cases where it doesn't.
Well, I suppose if politicians were entitled to what the normal populace are entitled to, like as any other woman who gives birth, if you have a late-term stillbirth or a neonatal death, you are entitled to full maternity leave after 24 weeks. And that's the statutory provision in normal employment. Whereas I suppose there's just no provision whatsoever as a public representative. So, I mean, that does exist, generally speaking, for most women, but unfortunately not us.
So where does that leave you now?
Where does it leave me now? Well, I've put on out-of-office messages saying that I am not available due to a bereavement, but I will probably have to look at returning in the next few weeks and trying to get on top of things because, you know, obviously there are the representations from constituents who will have been emailing and looking for support and help with issues they have. But there are also votes in the council, and because you're not allowed to put in any kind of substitute, or there's no mechanism for somebody else to stand in, if a contentious issue comes up that might have a close vote, you need to be there to actually physically be able to vote on it. So it leaves me in a position where essentially I probably have to go back to doing this before I'm sort of physically or emotionally ready for it. And I suppose, like, one thing I would say, not that it's a hierarchy, but councillors are probably the worst off in this situation, because if you're a TD or a senator, you have staff, you have a parliamentary assistant, a secretarial assistant, that kind of thing. So if you're not there, at least some of the work can continue, even if you're not represented in meetings. Whereas as a councillor, if you're not there doing it, it's just not going to be done.
Okay. Catherine Stocker, thank you very much for joining us this evening to tell us, I think, pretty comprehensively why it's so important for female politicians to get access to maternity leave and the sort of supports that other women can enjoy if they're working in other jobs. And Catherine, we're so sorry for your loss. And thank you for coming on
thank
and
you.
Sharing your story today.